Former Texas Dem Representative Colin Allred launches second Senate run. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 1, 2025. Former Representative Colin Allred, DTX, announced that he would enter the U.S. Senate race after having run in 2024, when he lost to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. In a campaign announcement, Allred highlighted how, while he had done a lot of things in life, he had always been a fighter. Allred pointed out Washington, D.C., is broken and the system is rigged, adding that Texans deserve to have someone who will fight for them. Everything's backwards. Folks who play by the rules and keep the faith just can't seem to get ahead, Allred said. But, the folks who cut corners and cut deals, well, they're doing just fine. Texans are working harder than ever, not getting as much time with their kids, missing those special moments, all to be able to afford less. Allred continued to accuse politicians such as Senator John Cornyn, RTX, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton of being too corrupt and too weak to care or fight for Texans. And the people we elected to help? Politicians like John Cornyn and Ken Paxton are too corrupt to care about us and too weak to fight for us. I know Washington is broken. The system is rigged, Allred added. But, it doesn't have to be this way. Allred continued, you deserve someone who will fight for you. I get it. Real change might feel impossible. But I'm not giving up. The announcement from Allred comes as Paxton announced in April that he was launching a primary challenge against Cornyn. In his announcement at the time, Paxton noted that it was time for a change in Texas. Breitbart News's Paul Bois reported. A Republican, Cornyn has held the U.S. Senate seat from Texas since 2002, while Paxton has been active in Texas politics since he ascended to Attorney General in 2015. In his announcement, Paxton said the state needs a new senator to stand up for Republican values. Another Democrat candidate running for the U.S. Senate in Texas is retired NASA astronaut Terry Virts. Representative Joaquin Castro, DTX, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, have reportedly voiced interest and have been headlining packed town halls, according to Politico.